In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Great Fast, and as we said before, the whole journey of the Great Fast is about repentance. So the whole journey is about repentance, and that's why the Church is preparing us to the obstacles that we are going to face. At the beginning, the Church taught us in the first week that we cannot serve two masters. It is either God or money. We have to make a choice in the beginning. There is no way I can go with God with a divided heart. And the second week, the Church taught us about that when we are about to start a spiritual journey, there will be always temptation and resistance from the enemy. And starting from this week, the Church is giving us examples about people who were able to come back and make it to God. Some of them, they came back by examining themselves, like the prodigal son today. Some of those people, as we will see next week, the Samaritan woman, the Lord had to go for her and search and bring her back to the sheep and to his flock. And there is something today we notice that the son, the older son, he was as lost as the younger one as well. And both of them had many things in common. If we examine them, yes, the one who went outside, who left the house of his father, yes, everybody can point at him and say, this is a sheep who went astray. But this one, the older one, he was living inside the house. He resembles us, the people who come to the church and count themselves among the believers who regard God and come and worship him. Sometimes we are lost in our feelings inside the church, inside the house of the father. Let us go and see and compare both of those children and see how they had many, many things in common. The first thing they had in common, that both of them didn't regard their father's feelings. The younger one, he didn't think how my father will feel when I will leave the house. I will just go and enjoy my life away from my father. He is limiting my freedom. I want to enjoy my life. This is like a lot of people who thinks that away from God, they will enjoy their freedom. What about the older one? Actually, he also did not regard his father's feeling. We read that, but he was angry and would not go in. He was angry when his father was happy and rejoicing. He had a conflict with his father that, why you would receive your younger son this way? This man is like, when we come to the church and we start looking to each other and see, look, this man, he should not be here. And we feel troubled that this sinner should not go and partake from the communion. And we start thinking of each other this way. The heaven would be rejoicing for a sinner who is coming back, and some of us might feel like, I am troubled when I see this person coming to the church and go and partake of the communion. What about what he has done? Does Abuna know what this person is doing outside? Then at that time, we had a conflict in feelings. Our father is happy because one of his sheep is coming back, and we have a conflict that this person should not be in the church. So here, look, it's the same. Those two people, the one who went outside and the one who was inside, did not regard their father's feeling. The second thing they had in common, they both thought of what they can get from the father. The younger one, he thought this way, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And the older one said, yet you never give me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. Both of them thought of the father as somebody who is to give something. This is what I know God about. I want to get something from God. People outside the church think of that, why God is not giving us this and this? The people blaspheme against the name of God outside the church because they think that God has to do something. He has to give them this and this. And sometimes inside the church, we might think that I have been coming to the church and doing good things, but why the Father didn't give me a reward for this? I prayed for him. I came to the church and I fasted. Why God did not bless me with this and this? What we think is what the Father can give, not what the Father feel or how we feel with him or how much we enjoy his fatherhood. What is all in the mind of the people is sometimes what we can get from the Father. Another thing they had, both of them, they had in common. They were both heirs, yet they lived as slaves. The younger one, he became a slave outside his father's house, serving the swines. This is what he ended up being. Don't think that you will ever enjoy freedom outside God. Actually, you will enslave yourself to another servant. And this servant is very cruel, and he will not allow you to enjoy your freedom that you think you will attain. This is the enemy, Satan. So the younger one, he was heir to the father. All the money belongs to him. But he thought only of, I want to be free outside. And he found himself a slave to the world. What about the older one? The older one, we see, he was saying to his father, lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your command. He is in the house, but live as a slave. He live as a servant. He doesn't enjoy the sonship to the father. Like coming to the church, sometimes we feel like we deal with God as servants and as slaves dealing with a master. People sometimes living inside the church, and they cannot enjoy the fatherhood of our Father who is in heaven. They always think of, I have been serving, I have been doing this, and where is my wage? The sons do not think of wages. They know that all what they, for the father is theirs. They feel they enjoy everything their father has. That's why those people, both of them, they were heirs. They were to inherit everything, yet both of them lived as slaves, one to the world and one to his father. He thought that I serve in order that I will be getting something. Both of those children did not have a feeling of belonging to each other. One left his older brother, just I will go on my life, I don't care about my older brother. And the younger one, and the older one, when he knew that the younger one came, he spoke to his father about his brother, saying, your son, as if your son is not my brother. Like sometimes we have these feelings. People who leave the church and leave God and live away, they do not belong. They don't think that I owe the church or the people in the church anything. We are not members in the same body. And sometimes we inside the church, we feel we do not belong to each other. We feel like maybe I'm surrounded with a lot of people that I wish I wouldn't see any of them. I wish this person doesn't come to the church at all. I would feel better. How can we say that here we belong to each other? We are brothers and sisters in Christ. How can we think that we can claim that we are members in the same body while we do not belong to each other? I know sometimes it's very challenging. It is not easy. We find maybe we are hurt from some people around us, but meanwhile, this is not going to change the fact that we belong to each other. This is not going to change the fact that we are members in the one body. We are all members in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ. Both of them didn't belong to each other. One by leaving the house, and the second one by speaking about his brother in that way, your son, as if he doesn't know him. The last point here, how those people had things in common. Both of them claimed unfair rights from their father. The younger one said to him, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And the older one said, you should have given me this goat and this and this. Both of them claimed rights from their father. Sometimes people think that way, that God owes us something. God have to do this. And especially when we are usually used to come to the church or we start our relationship with him, we feel like because we pray, then God has to pay something. We fasted and God has to give us something. Both of the children of this kind man claimed rights from their father, which was unfair. Don't ever think that God owes you anything. He did everything voluntarily for you. And he is giving us out of his kindness, out of his compassion, not because he is indebted to us. Don't ever deal with God as you are a master and he has to serve you. By this way, you will never be able to know him. You will never be able to love him. Sometimes we live like this. Every day we think, what you are going to give me today? As if he has to do this. So today, yes, we all know about the prodigal son. We always think about him as the one who went astray. But be careful. Some people are lost inside the house of the father as the older brother. Both of the children did not regard their father's feeling. Both of them thought of what they can get from the father. This is all what they care about. Both of them, they were heirs, yet they lived as slaves. Both of them did not have a feeling of belonging to each other, and both of them claimed unfair rights from their father. We are all called for repentance. We are all called to examine ourselves. If I have any of these things in my heart, even though I am in the church, yet I need to repent this. I need to come back to my father. I am already in, but I need to restore my heart. I'm coming back and repenting all of these negative feelings that the older son felt. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.